Tonight I want us to take just a few minutes and think about our reputation. And we often say or think that I will do what I want. It doesn't matter what other people think about what I wear. It doesn't matter what other people think about where I go. It doesn't matter what other people think about what I do or what I say. It's none of their business. Well, if you're a Christian and you're representing your Lord, it should matter. It does matter what you say, what you think, what you do. It matters about your reputation. You have to have a good reputation. In Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Our name matters. Our reputation matters, especially when we're representing our Lord, when we're to be a light, as Brother Tom mentioned in his prayer to his kingdom, when we're to be a light to those round about us, and to teach those round about us. Our reputation does matter. And a good reputation is a hard thing sometimes to maintain. You have to be careful about the things you do, the things that you say, or where you go. You know, when the apostles were choosing the 7 to serve the Grecian widows, they wanted men of good report. They chose men of a good reputation. They wanted the people to look up to these men, to know that they were men that were striving to do right and to serve God, men of faith. So they chose men of good report. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we can see that this matters from our youth on up. Paul told Timothy in verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, and in faith and in purity. We are to live our lives as a representative to our Lord, as a teacher, an example of what our Lord would want us to be here upon this earth, an example to others, not only to those in the body, but maybe especially to those who are outside looking in. We're to be a proper example of what a Christian should be to them. Paul was so concerned about his reputation, his example, that oftentimes, even though he was entitled to receive, as the others, to receive compensation for living the gospel, for teaching the gospel and taking the gospel to others, at times he chose to work to support himself while he was preaching the gospel because he didn't want others to think that he was doing it for gain, that he was trying to do this to further his own self. He was willing to work and support himself just to keep his name pure and to keep others from thinking evil of him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, when they were taking the money from those over in the Macedonian area to those in Jerusalem, in Judea, he was so concerned about what people looked upon that he wanted to make sure everything was above board. He said in verse 18, verse 17 says, for indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who also was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and decoration of your ready mind. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in any abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of man. Paul wanted always to make sure that he was very clear and everything was above board that he did, that he did in no way cause others to think bad about the work of the Lord. He always wanted to make sure everything was above board, to keep that reputation pure. A good reputation like trust takes time to develop and to build, but it can be destroyed by one silly or lazy mistake. In Ecclesiastes 10 and 1, it says, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that has a reputation for wisdom and honor. Just like that man put his good material, whatever, into that ointment to make it a sweet smelling ointment or a good ointment, it can be destroyed by a few flies in that ointment. So a good reputation can be destroyed by a little folly or, like I said, a lazy or a silly mistake. You might say, well, how would this apply to us today? Let's say that I'm walking down the highway out there and I'm thirsty and hungry and I want something to eat or drink. And I decide to go into Strong's to get a Coke and a candy bar. Bad choice. even though what I'm going in there for is nothing evil, it's not wrong to have a Coke and a candy bar. Someone sees me going to that store, they say, there's Larry Maddox. He claims to be a Christian. He's going in the liquor store. Or he might say, there's Larry Maddox. He claims to be a member of that Church of Christ down there. He's going to the liquor store. A simple little mistake like that, because of my laziness, I could go a little bit further down the road in any direction and find a Coke or a candy bar at a grocery store or a gas station or whatever else. But that little mistake could cause someone to think evil of me or someone to think evil of the body of Christ here. So we have to be real careful. It takes time and effort to achieve and to build up a good reputation, but a little simple mistake can destroy it or to cause it harm. Our reputation also affects or reflects on the Lord's church, especially in the local group here, just as we mentioned in that last example. If someone knows that you're a member of the South Bethel Church of Christ and you're out doing things that you should not be doing, they not only look down upon you not only does that destroy your reputation, but that also destroys the group that you're worshiping with. They say, there's that member of the Church of Christ out there carrying on in a way that he shouldn't be. They obviously don't stand for the truth, or they obviously don't care. A congregation also has to maintain a good reputation. We know in Romans 1 and 8 and 9, Paul was admiring or encouraging that congregation there for their good reputation, which was known throughout the world, he said, that their faith was known throughout the world. And in 1 Thessalonians 1, he talks about the congregation at Thessalonica being a good example, a good reputation, and having a good reputation known as a group that stood for the gospel and taught the gospel throughout the region, throughout the world. So a congregation needs to worry about their reputation also and carry a good reputation. 1 Corinthians 5, the congregation at Corinth had a problem, and they wasn't taking care of it. Paul said to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication is not so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. If something's going on in a local congregation, you can bet those round about, those in the community, know what it is. They may sometimes know it before the other members know it. But if it is known and it's not dealt with, then they think that the congregation just doesn't care. They think that that's a congregation of people who's not concerned about keeping God's word and following his laws. That they'll just let anything go. So we have to be careful to guard the reputation of the congregation here and to take a stand for the truth and to take care of things that would cause dishonor or disrespect to come to the Lord's church and to this local congregation. So our reputation is important. It matters what people think about us. It matters what people think about us as individuals. It matters what people think about us as a congregation. Now, that's true. We're not ever going to be able to please everyone. We can walk the straight and narrow, and still somebody will find some fault with us. But we have to do everything in our control to ensure that we're doing what we can to build up our reputation in the Lord, to follow his path, and to bring others to him through our example. And we have to do everything that we can as a congregation to be known as a congregation that stands on the Lord's truth and stands for His word, and that will not tolerate the sins of the world. So keep that in mind as you go about your daily life. Whether you go to school, you know, you could go to college in Florida. You could go to college anywhere. You could go to work, travel to work in New York. And chances are, with the way things are today, if you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, somehow or another, people are going to know about it. It's going to reflect back upon you and back upon the congregation you came from. We always, regardless of where we are, we have to keep in mind we belong to the Lord first. We belong to him, and we're to follow his example. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we can never let our guard down, and we can never put ourselves first and just do what we want to do. We have to make sure we're setting an example of what a Christian should be, regardless of where we are or regardless of what we're doing. Christ comes first. If there's anyone here tonight that has not yet accepted the gospel, have not put on Christ, now's the time to do so. The only way you can be in the body of Christ is to be buried in baptism and to be raised to walk in that newness of life. If you haven't done that, you need to make that choice tonight before it's too late. Or if there's anyone that is here tonight that has stumbled and fallen, has maybe made some mistake that they need to pray for the congregation for, we'll be happy to pray for you. If there's something you've done in private, then you need to pray to God and ask Him for forgiveness, and you need to turn from that and turn back to the Lord. But if there's any way that we can help anyone here tonight, or come forward if we stand and sing.